This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-nation visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman tomorrow. On the first leg of his visit, he will travel to Jordan and will meet King Abdullah bin Hussein to review the entire gamut of relations between India and Jordan and exchange perspectives on regional issues at the invitation of the King of Jordan.
India and Jordan continue to strengthen their bilateral partnership marked by mutual trust, goodwill and sustained high-level engagement across political, economic and defence sectors. The relationship has been renewed momentum in recent years, supported by close understanding at the leadership level. Since King Abdullah II bin al-Hussein's visit to India in 2018, two leaders have met four times, most recently on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy in June 2024, and have remained in regular telephonic contact, reflecting the growing strategic depth of ties between the two countries in West Asia. Jordan is home to a vibrant Indian diaspora of over 17,500 people employed across textiles, construction, manufacturing and other sectors. The community plays an important role in contributing to the kingdom's economy while also strengthening the cultural and social links between these two nations. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Amman.
On the 16th of this month, Mr. Modi will proceed to Ethiopia, marking his first visit to the country. Mr. Modi will meet his Ethiopian counterpart and will hold wide-ranging discussions on all aspects of India-Ethiopia bilateral ties. In the final leg, the Prime Minister will visit Oman and will meet Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. The visit will mark 70 years of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed senior party leader Nitin Naveen as the National Working President of the party with immediate effect. Nitin Naveen is currently serving as a minister in the Bihar government. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has congratulated Nitin Naveen for becoming the National Working President of the BJP. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Nitin Naveen has distinguished himself as a hard-working worker of the party. BJP today completed the election of its National Council members from Uttar Pradesh. A total of 120 new members were elected. The Railways is on the verge of completing electrification of almost its entire broad gauge network, with more than 99% electrification completed across 25 states and union territories. Ministry of Railways informed that over 33,000 routes kilometers were electrified between 2019 and 2025. It added that the total distance electrified during this period alone is almost equal to the entire railway network of Germany, showing country's scale of expanding clean and efficient rail traction. In West Bengal, members of the inquiry committee, led by retired Justice Ashim Kumar Ray, visited the Yuva Bharati Kridangan at Salt Lake today in connection with yesterday's chaos and arson after Lionel Messi's departure from the stadium. The justice said the investigation is now at preliminary stage. Meanwhile, the arrested organization... The arrested organizer of the Messi event, Shatadru Datta, has been sent to 14 days police custody. Police have lodged two cases into the incident. Governor Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose also visited the stadium today. With stage 4 of the graded response action plan already active across Delhi NCR amid worsening air quality, the Commission for Air Quality Management has taken several measures to prevent further deterioration of air quality. Our correspondent reports that under the GRAP 4, entry of heavy vehicles from other states is banned in Delhi. The AQI of the national capital was recorded at 465 as of 8 p.m. today. In squash, India lifted its maiden squash World Cup, defeating top-seeded Hong Kong in Chennai. The hosts crushed Hong Kong 3-0 in the summit clash this evening. Joshna Chinnappa gave India a winning start after she defeated world-ranked 37 Lee Ka Yi 3-1, while India's top-ranked men's squash player at world number 29, Abhay Singh, thrashed Alex Law 3-0. The 17-year-old Anhat Singh went on to wrap up the game in India's favour, defeating Tamar to Ho 3-0. In the Under-19 Asia Cup Cricket 2025, India defeated Pakistan by 90 runs at the ICC Academy ground in Dubai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.